The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie Love, Simon, written by James Berardinelli for realviews.net. He gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. The movie's runtime is 1 hour and 49 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for profanity and sexual content. This is a drama comedy directed by Greg Berlanti, starring Nick Robinson, Josh Duhamel, Jennifer Garner, Katherine Langford, Alexandra Shipp, Jorge Lindeberg Jr., Talitha Bateman, Kanan Lonsdale, and Logan Miller. Love, Simon is, at its core, a crowd pleaser about an average high school guy who finds love in the most unlikely of places. Part romantic comedy, part coming-of-age story, it recalls the more innocent high school films of the past, where the focus was on love and romance rather than sex and lust. Love, Simon has a twist in that its title character, played by Nick Robinson, is a closeted gay boy who chafes at keeping his true self hidden. Because the film wants to be upbeat, uplifting, and teen-friendly, it studiously avoids darker, more realistic themes and plot points, opting instead to offer a fantasy world where things mostly turn out right. That's not to say it marginalizes the difficulty of coming out for a teenager, but it glosses over some of the negatives in favor of an idealized result. 17-year-old Simon Spear, who narrates the story, is smart, witty, and self-aware, all the qualities necessary for the voice of a movie that wants to be smart, witty, and self-aware. Simon knows he's gay. In fact, this has been the reality of his life for 4 years, and he hasn't told anyone, not his caring, educated mother, Emily, played by Jennifer Garner, nor his good-natured, somewhat dense father, Jack, played by Josh Duhamel, nor his younger sister, Nora, played by Talitha Bateman. His 3 best friends, Leah, played by Katherine Langford, Nick, played by Jorge Lindeborg Jr., and Abby, played by Alexandra Shipp, are equally in the dark. The only one who knows is Blue. A gay boy Simon anonymously swaps text messages with Simon using the moniker of Jacques to hide his own identity. But when a fellow classmate, Martin, played by Logan Miller, learns Simon's secret and uses it to blackmail him, Simon senses the walls closing in and decides he may have no choice but to throw open the closet doors and emerge. Love, Simon is a charming and likable in much the same way that heterosexual teen comedies can be charming and likable. Although the plotting is at times clunky, with the blackmail device in particular seeming artificial, the dialogue is believable and the characters are nicely rounded. It doesn't take much for us to root for Simon to find true love and hope that when the inevitable happens, his life will take a turn for the better. Although sometimes deviating from the source material, Becky Albertalli's young adult novel, Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda, the film retains its core themes. The movie was directed by Greg Berlanti, whose previous credits include The Broken Hearts Club and Life as We Know It. He keeps the tone light, as befits a mainstream audience more interested in being entertained than seeing a serious film about the difficulties of coming out. To be sure, Love, Simon doesn't sugarcoat the experience, and aspects of Simon's struggle are depicted, but, aside from some of the less savory elements surrounding Martin and his blackmail, Berlanti maintains an upbeat mood. The screenplay is also surprisingly chaste. Sex, the act, is rarely mentioned. Simon's sexual identity is reflected by phraseology along the lines of, he likes or he is attracted to. The PG-13 rating is reflective of the MPAA's overt conservatism as opposed to actual content. Main character is gay equals automatic PG-13. For the most part, this is PG material, although there is one F-bomb and a few off-color remarks. Nick Robinson crafts an immensely likable Simon, as appealing as any of the teenage protagonists in a John Hughes comedy, and although he is attentive and helpful, the movie doesn't wreathe him in nobility. The things he does to protect his secret, at least in the beginning, are far from laudable, and when they come out, as such things must do in movies that don't deal in ambiguity and dangling plot threads, there are consequences. The strongest supporting performance, they belong to Catherine Langford as Simon's gal pal Leah, and Alexandra Shipp as the feisty Abby Suso. Logan Miller's Martin is thoroughly detestable, but that's the point. The adults, including Jennifer Garner and Josh Duhamel, are forgettable. A Garner monologue, surprisingly, falls a little flat. Love, Simon contains its share of manipulation, but doesn't tip the balance too far toward sentimentality. The movie succeeds in its goals: provide accessible characters, offer a solid, if somewhat idealized, depiction of the difficulties faced by closeted gay teenagers who are afraid that revealing their secret will destroy their lives, and offer the moment that all rom-com lovers demand from titles in their favorite genre. It's a well-made, affable movie that should provide an entertaining 2 hours for all but the most virulent homophobes. Love, Simon was directed by Greg Bertolanti. Once again, it stars Nick Robinson, Josh Duhamel, Jennifer Garner, Catherine Langford, Alexandra Shipp, Jorge Lindeberg Jr., Talitha Bateman, Kanan Lonsdale, and Logan Miller. The screenplay is by Elizabeth Berger and Isaac Aptiger, based on the novel Simon vs. the Homo Sapiens Agenda by Becky Abertalli. The runtime is 1 hour and 49 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for profanity and sexual content, and this is a drama comedy.